您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Chinese people love their pet dogs so much so that some of them would take their fluffy friends to restaurants for a meal out. An extreme case would be a recent one in Fuzhou, Fujian province, in which the dog lady used the restaurant spoon to feed her pet dog. 近日，福州网友在微博爆料，自己在一家餐厅吃饭，目睹了一名女性带着一只贵宾狗，贵宾狗就趴在椅子上，而吃饭的时候呢，狗主人悄悄把勺子拿到桌子下面，把吃的东西喂狗。So do you think it's absurd and should it not be happening?
I think certainly it is. You know, for me, I'm totally against, you know, however you love your pet, your dog, your cat, if you bring them to the restaurant, it's simply unacceptable for me. I don't think there is any, I can't find any reason, actually, to support the practice, support the behavior like that.
Yeah, well, it's amazingly unhygienic, number one. and, you know, if there are regulations, well, they need to be enforced. And if there aren't regulations, then they need to be created. I mean, I've been in several instances where dogs have been in restaurants. And there wasn't a problem, thank God. But, I mean, there could be. I mean, what if the dog goes into the kitchen? What if the dog has not been cleaned well? What if it has fleas? What if it has some type of disease that neither you or the owner is aware of and that is communicable to humans? What about consideration of others and possible allergies to the dog fur or the dander or anything else? And that's what it's really about. It's just about having consistency and a controllable environment where people are not going to be negatively affected.
Yeah. And it's interesting, in a country where, you know, having dogs and having other animals has become sort of like a new increasing trend, We don't have any laws or regulations allowing them or disallowing them, pet owners, to do anything.
I don't think so. You know, it's not not becoming the issue probably for the government to really to get it, you know, to intervene probably. The thing is, like, currently, you can say we are at the rudimentary stage of having a pet. Sometimes you do see people, you know, like walk their dog without a leash in hand. Remember, there are people
poop everywhere,
not pick it up. You know, those basic, I would say basic requirements is not being met. Not to mention bringing the dog to your restaurant.
Well, it's like cell phones, for example. I mean, you know, in China, picking up, you know, getting a call and during a meeting and answering it, that's fine, and it's not considered impolite or rude, or, you know, having dinner with someone and answering your cell phone is not considered impolite or rude, partly because it's new. I mean, this type of technology, phones in general, are all quite new. In the U.S., I mean, people do it, but it's considered amazingly rude for people to do so. In the U.S., when it comes to dogs and off of leashes, it happens every once in a while, but usually that only happens because the owner is very trusting of the dog. Because if the dog bites someone, the government, the local animal control is going to kill it, right? If a dog attacks a person, it will be killed.
Yeah, I have never seen a dog in a restaurant when I was in New York, nor when I was in China, but it happens.
New York has very strict regulations about dogs and about
animals
in general.
Exactly, and I think you're fined $100 if you don't pick up after your dog.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We need that kind of strict regulation and then strict implementation enforcement over there.
And also get people to stop smoking inside restaurants. That'd be nice.
This morning... Yeah, sure, of course.
Right. There's a lot of priorities.
It needs a different regulation. This morning, there was someone who was forwarding a post about, you know, someone losing their beloved dog 10 minutes without seeing her dog, and it's lost. And I'm like, why? If you leash it, how can it be lost?
Yeah, put it on a leash.
Exactly.
So I'm not sympathetic about that kind
Deserve
of behavior.
Deserve that.
Yeah.